everybody. This is Ruby Ryder. It is September 23rd, 2025, and I have a story for you. As you may or may not know, if you are receiving my newsletters, this is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. And at the very beginning of the month, which was Labor Day, celebrated here in the United States, there is a company called Giddy, G-I-D-D-I, that had a sale. Now, a lot of companies have sales during Labor Day weekend, so I advertised a bunch of them. You know, a number of different companies and stuff had specials going on, but Giddy had a particular one that was quite appealing because one of their models of prostate massagers was 50% off, normally $120 toy for $60, right? So I advertised the heck out of it. And there was a lot of confusion on my end because they had just switched from one affiliate program to another and there were some bugs that we had to work out. Nonetheless, lots of sales were made and probably some of you listening bought one, right? So I have been with Giddy for a couple of years. I found them online. I can't remember how. I was impressed by their website. They had a thing about award-winning models and blah, 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 right? So I haven't sold that many over the years, got a few affiliate checks here and there, all very small, nothing, no big deal, right? But the people who use these and the reviews on the website, which, you know, you can believe or not believe, right, when there's reviews on the website, were raving. Haven't found too much information about them in other places, however. So this is not something I noticed because Giddy only sells direct. They do not have distributors. They do not sell wholesale. They only sell direct from their website. For some reason in my head, I don't know why, because I'm not an expert on marketing. I thought this maybe was a good thing. Sort of like, ooh, they're exclusive, right? So this is where my head went. So moving along here. I was advertising this because the sale kept going and lots of people bought one of these. I mean, why wouldn't you? 50% off is a heck of a deal, right? And I had put a reminder of something, it was a webinar, office hours or something that I was doing up on my Reddit group that I am a mod for. I shouldn't say my Reddit group. It is the Reddit group I am a mod for. It is definitely not my group. Anyhow, I put that up there and I said, and hey, by the way, that Giddy sale is still going on and I don't want to be spammy, but you know, here you go. And this guy got on there and just, here's what it felt like. He fucking schooled me, man. He schooled me. And he said, you know, first of all, something that's always on sale isn't a sale. And I told him, no, that's not what this company does. In fact, they really rarely have sales. That's why this is so extraordinary. He said, but you can buy the same thing at lots of other places. This is a badge product. I had no idea what he was talking about. So let's see. Long story short, we had lots of emails going back and forth, somewhat contentious on my part, because he was basically implying, you know, if you've been doing this for as many years as you say you have, you should know this. And he's coming from a professional marketer point of view, right? And so this is where I got really irritated with him because he was basically implying that, hey, if you knew that this was a badge product or a white label product is also what it's called, then that's even worse. But, you know, I'm not making assumptions. In other words, trying to imply that since I am an affiliate, I was taking advantage of my followers and all the people who trust me, right? Well, first of all, let me say I'm just here doing the best I can, right? I'm definitely not a marketing whiz or that's not my career. So the world of sex toys gets pretty complicated. He basically said, okay, first of all, this prize that they say that they got, this award from Gadget Review, that's like an AI site. If you look at the AI, if you look at their site, Gadget Review, and you look up Gadget Review, okay, this is like pretty meta here, it's pretty twisty, but you go to Gadget Review, and it says look up anything, a publication, anything, you know? So if you look up Gadget Review, it has a review of Gadget Review, and it says it's 32% trusted, and pretty much the consensus is that it's a fake testing site, and it makes money off of the affiliate relationships that of the products that it recommends, and it has no advertising. Well, that kind of sounds like AI to me. That sounds like a stupid AI mistake that it would make, right? So, okay, the Gadget Review Award of best value for your money, right, prostate massager, is apparently worthless. It's apparently like, what the fuck, people? So anyway, this guy enlightened me to a number of things like that in the most unpleasant way possible. And finally, I just shut down the thread and deleted his last remark because I'm a mod and I can do whatever the fuck I want. And it wasn't perhaps the ethical thing to do, but oh man, that guy. So then I got on the phone with Tiffany, and Tiffany has been in this business a long time and she deals with the manufacturers a whole lot more. And I said, okay, tell me what's going on here, right? And she said, well, I've never heard of the phrase badge product. But what we call that in the business is a white label product. So in other words, there are factories that make these things. Many times they're knockoffs of other things. Of course they are. And then they will sell it to anyone and they can put their label on it. So that's what he was implying, was that this company had done that. Now, when I said, I don't think they have, he said, you know, ask them if they do in-house design. Because if they do, they will be so proud of that and they will be really happy to tell you all about it. But if they don't, your email will probably sort of go to the round file. You know, it's like they'll never reply. It'll get lost. They'll never even respond to you. So I thought, well, if this is a fake product, oh my gosh, I have misled all you guys into buying something that maybe isn't as good as I thought it was. And I felt really bad about it. And Tiffany just said, you know, hey, just fess up, tell your listeners, you know, what the deal is, because you did the best you could, right? So rather than just making this recording right off the bat, what I decided to do is I wrote the company and I said, hey, so do you have your own in-house design? Do you design these products? Because they are quite, you know, I have people who are saying they are quite similar to many products that are out there. And they gave me like a 2-sentence reply, which was, yes, we design our own products in Los Angeles, California, and these are exclusive designs. And that wasn't good enough for me because anybody can send 2 messages, you know, 2-sentence messages, right? So I pushed a little bit and I said, okay, is there any way that this can be verified? Because I definitely have some people pushing on me here and saying that this is the same product as many who are out there. And it's a white label product, like a badge product. So is there any way to verify this? Is there any proof that I can give them that you actually do make your own designs? And this time they sent back 3 paragraphs and said, look, yes, our designs are exclusive. Of course there's knockoffs out there, but nobody has what we have, okay? This is exclusive. And it's designed in LA, California. And it is manufactured in China. That was no surprise there because the vast, like 90-some% of all sex toys are manufactured in China, especially the ones that have vibrations and moving parts, because otherwise they would be cost prohibitive. We do take advantage of the cheaper labor, absolutely. So, okay, that sounds good. So now where am I? It sounds like they're reasonable and they're real. I don't know if they're real, you guys. I don't. And by real, I mean, I don't know if they are a white label company, you know, just slap their label on it or not. Because there's not a lot of people out there. When you do a search of Giddy reviews, you don't really come across a whole lot. So I don't know. I mean, a number of people have bought them from the couple of years that I've been associated with this company. I know that a friend of mine said that he bought it and it worked perfectly fine until he dropped it in the shower. So I don't know. So I went and looked up their warranty information because I wanted to put all this out there on the table for you. And interestingly enough, they did actually say, we're sending out samples to our affiliates. So would you like one? I said, yes. So they sent me a sample of the one that is on sale. It's called the Tomo, T-O-M-O. And again, they list price it for $120 and it's on sale for $60 until the end of the month. So like there's a whole nother week. And I was really perplexed about how to handle this. But nonetheless, I got that in the mail yesterday, okay? So I took a good look at the box. And one of the things I saw that I looked up because I wasn't sure what it meant was kind of a wreath to like two leaf wreath things forming a circle with a check mark and then the letters underneath it, R-O-H-S. So I looked that up and it says this logo signifies that a product adheres to the Restriction of Hazardous Substances Directive. It's a set of regulations originating in the European Union, restricts the use of specific hazardous materials, blah, 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 and that kind of thing. So basically it means it's compliant to that. So that is one thing that I found that I had to look up because, man, I'm like detective here. I'm trying to figure out what the heck is going on. And on the box, which I have not unwrapped yet, it says designed in California, made in China. So, yeah, that all sounds good. But, you know, there's no way to know. And I really have to give Tiffany a ton of credit here because, you know, when I said, how do you know that the companies are not white label? And she said, well, because I meet with them and I talk with them. So I have an idea that maybe since I live so close to LA, that the next time I'm down visiting my sister, which is closer to LA, I might say, so, hey, can I drop in and meet you guys? You know, because that would be sort of interesting. But she had said she'd never heard of this company and that usually the better companies will show up at the shows. There's two ways to show up at the shows, and you've heard me call them anime shows before, Adult Novelty Manufacturers Expo, not to be confused with anime, okay? So people that go to those shows are the people that make the high-end, really good products because they can afford to go to those shows because it's really expensive to have a booth there. But the other people that go to those shows are huge retailers or manufacturers of a bunch of really, really crappy stuff because they sell quantity, and so they can afford to go to the shows as well. So, okay, they've never been to a show. It says that on the box. They reassured me, so I don't know, you guys. So let me read you the warranty for any of you who may have taken advantage of this amazing sale. And before I read you the warranty, let me tell you one more thing that this guy on Reddit said. I kept asking him, how do you know? How do you know that these are the exact same product? How do you know that? And he said, because I've bought three of them and I've taken them all apart and they have the exact same components on the inside. And the weak part, the weak link or the weak part of the toy is it has a come hither motion and that joint is what breaks. So I took them apart to see if I could fix it. And they're all made of the exact same components. He did not say that one of them was a Giddy product, but he implied it. And he also said, all of this is really slick marketing. Believe me, I know that because I am a marketer. So there's that. There's the guy on Reddit who was really an asshole, but probably knows a fair amount. So now let me read you the warranty. Giddy warrants its pleasure objects for a period of 1 year after the date of original purchase against defects due to faulty workmanship or materials. If you discover a defect and notify Giddy during the warranty period, Giddy will, at its discretion, replace the pleasure object free of charge. The warranty covers working parts that affect the function of the pleasure object. It does not cover cosmetic deterioration caused by fair wear and tear or damage caused by accident, misuse, or neglect. Any attempt to open or take apart the pleasure object or its accessories will void the warranty. Claims under warranty must be supported by reasonable evidence that 1. The defect qualifies under the Giddy warranty, and 2. The date of the claim is within the warranty period. To validate your warranty, please keep your original purchase receipt together with these warranty conditions for the duration of the warranty period, blah, blah, blah. We'll request a photo. And then it also says, pleasure objects under warranty claim do not need to be returned to Giddy. Dispose of the defective product properly by disposing of them at your local recycling center. And it goes on to say, if you have any questions, then send us an email. And yeah. 1 year warranty. Let's see, 5 year quality guarantee open to everyone who has purchased a Giddy pleasure device. If you find your product is faulty outside the warranty period, or you have lost your proof of purchase, you can claim on this guarantee. You will then be entitled to a 50% discount on MyGiddy.com for the purchase of a new device limited for one-time use only. Giddy stands by the quality of our pleasure products. Should you have any issue with your Giddy purchase, please contact us at hello@MyGiddy.com. So that all sounds like a pretty darn good warranty and guarantee and all that kind of stuff. And I don't know, you guys. The thing is since I've been associated with this company, I remember talking about it a whole bunch of different times. And so I'm imagining the number of you have purchased one, and I haven't heard any complaints at all. And typically, if something breaks all the time, people will complain. And that was what I was looking for on the internet. People saying, yeah, I bought one of those Giddy things and it broke, you know, because that's how it was with the Lovenz company in the very beginning. In the beginning, the Lovenz company had a lot of breakages, and Tiffany wasn't okay with going with them and selling through Entice Me until that was worked out. And they did eventually work out their defects, use better materials, better workmanship. I'm not sure how they fixed it, but yeah, now they're a pretty reliable company and they don't have an issue with things breaking all the time or not being able to sync to the app when you use it at distance and all the different problems that these things can have. The Tomo is not a remote control device. So it is a prostate massager with a come hither motion. The tip of it does come hither, but it does not rotate. So all the buttons to control it are on the base of the toy, and it vibrates, and that's pretty much it. It's got two vibes. It's got one in the perineum area and one inside on the end that does the come hither thing. So there you go. So again, use the heck out of those, people. Because if it's going to break, it'll break in, you know, if it's going to break, use it hard, ride it hard. I can't believe I just said that. Because if it's going to break, you know, make it break in the first year, get another one. This is the end of the story here. I don't have anything else to tell you. I dearly hope that this company is who they say they are and reliable and they make great products and all those different things, because I would feel really bad if it was a company that was a white label company. And I imagine it's so difficult to know. If I do contact them and ask to stop by, I will do an update and let you guys know what they say. And certainly if I stop by their offices and meet them and everything, then I will definitely be recording another thing and giving you an update. But for now, It is a toy that I hope is exclusive in design and really high quality. And there you go. Okay, that is my story. And yeah, man, I got fucking schooled. I felt like a little kid, you know. And I came back at this guy and said, look, I have not bought three prostate massagers. I am not an expert in marketing. All these things you assume that I should know. It's ridiculous to think a sex educator should know these things. Do I do the best I can to try and recommend, that's the word I'm looking for, good products, quality products, things that'll last, things are made well to you guys? Absolutely I do. This is why you never see stuff like from Adam and Eve, Evolved Novelties, what else? Doc Johnson, even though they make some really nice 100% silicone dildos, they also make a whole bunch of really crappy things. And there's all kinds of stuff that I will never recommend. So I'm just going to close this out by saying that I apologize if I misled any of you. If I didn't mislead you and you think that this Tomo is one of the best toys you've ever had, drop me a line. If it breaks, drop me a line. Let me know. And there you have it. I hope you are having a wonderful beginning of the week and that the rest of it proceeds fabulously. Happy pegging, everybody, and no shame.